Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah says the plan to name Hezbollah members in the Hariri case goes back to 2006. He accused the tribunal of being politically motivated and technically and judicially invalid and said, quote, Hezbollah will not cooperate.
All sides should ask themselves if they can ever accept an investigation that is based on false and invalid testimonies. The tribunal is protecting false witnesses. There are false witnesses, and we are told to surrender some of the brothers, but we will not give anyone in. We will not accept injustice and oppression or surrender and betray our mutual trust and dignity.
Nasrallah once again said Hezbollah and the opposition have their differences over the tribunal, but he said he was hopeful the Saudi Syrian initiative could help resolve the case once and for all.
If we wanted to turn this into a coup against state, we would not have waited for the Syrian-Saudi effort. We say we're under attack and we want to address the issue, and we're ready for any initiative that could help resolve the issue.
Lebanon's cabinet has also failed to convene or come up with a plan to solve the issue of false witnesses in the Hariri case. The March 14th coalition has criticized Hezbollah for trying to deal with the international tribunal through public opinion. This could continue to be reflected in the political dynamics of the country and could undermine the coalition government. The controversy of false witnesses postponed the cabinet meeting for a second time in a row. President Sulaiman, who headed the meeting, said he wanted to avoid any controversial vote. But the March 14th coalition says it will stand by the special tribunal and wait for a verdict.
The issue of the false witness is the idea of Hezbollah and March 8th, and it is not the idea of March 14th. So, okay, we can fight it in the press and in the, as long as you want, but at the end of the day, you only find out whether you have false witness or you don't have false witness when you have a tribunal.
Hezbollah also says the former deputy investigator of the international probe offered to sell sensitive documents of the investigation and had sold the same ones to sources close to Hezbollah. Last month, the Canadian television broadcast a program showing the details of a scenario it claimed came from the tribunal in The Hague to indict Hezbollah members. The report said the findings were mostly based on telephone conversations. Earlier at a press conference, Lebanon's telecoms minister said Israel had been tampering with the country's telecommunications system long before the assassination of Rafiq Hariri in 2005. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.